Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast, here with Florian and on the other side, Jake from Jake Fat Trading, our trading expert.
What's up guys, how are y'all doing today?
I hope everything is alright guys, with all this situation in the world, with your health and with, I mean, your jobs and everything. I hope everybody is safe and we have some nice time, some nice next 30 minutes related to FIFA and trading.
Yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in. We know right now that people might be finding themselves with some more free time to play video games, to walk outside, to do whatever it is. So we appreciate you tuning in during these times. Florian and I have noticed that there's a huge user base right now on foot, probably more than I've personally ever seen at this point in the year. And I know the quarantine is bringing a lot of people onto the game, and I even have a lot of people who have recently just started it. So if you're looking to learn about FUT, kind of player selections, how to improve your team, what to expect from rewards or the weekly content, or even some trading tips, this is a good place for you to be.
Yeah, very nice said, Jake. We are now on a Wednesday night, let's say, right after the release of Team of the Week Moments numero 4, Quattro. We are in the second week of Fat Birthday. We were just discussing before the podcast what could be next after this promo, but regarding this, we will keep this topic till to the end. Let's go a little bit through Team of the Week Moments, because I know you have it on the screen, Jake. And okay, of course, it's kind of obvious. We have Lewandowski and Heung-min Son, which are the highlights of this team. Other players which you like there, Jake?
Yeah, you know, looking through it, the only other ones I see that could, you know, be relatively good, Ilicic, just there's something about him that people don't like in foot. I mean, now his stats are getting to the point of being insanely good. If you looked at his stats without a name, I think people would like instantly want to try that card, but he doesn't play good on foot. He's kind of clunky. He's got a bad weak foot, so I don't think he'll be used a whole lot. Talisca, I think, is really good, but he's more suited for like a CAM or CDM. I don't see him being a right mid due to pace. And then the other one that I actually just was looking at that I do kind of like is Paulo Lopez. He's got decent stats now, and he can really connect a few different leagues with his links now, because he can link with players like Ramos, and then he also connects with Serie A. So I do like him a little bit for just that hybrid type player with boosted stats, but again, when we're looking at red picks, I think the only two players that are going to make the majority of starting teams is Son and Lewandowski, and those stats look insane on both of them. Lua is getting to the point now where his pace doesn't hurt him anymore, and his finishing has always been insane, especially this year. So I do really like him. I'd want to try that card personally. What do you think about it?
Personally, I don't like Leva. I like him in real life, but you know how it is. I see that 85 pace. I'm like, okay.
Uh-oh. People are going to call you a pace abuser.
Yeah. If you want to win games in this moment of the stage of the game in April, you will need more than 85 pace. Maybe you're a good skiller or a very good player. Only very good players can handle gameplay without speed, let's say.
Yep.
But remember, we have some OP meta defender center backs now, and even SBCs like Ogbonna or other SBCs that we have, like Boateng, who can catch really fast your attackers. For me, it's not a favorite, but I see a lot of Bundesliga teams with Lewandowski, so he's very good. I was thinking maybe for my red player picks, because I'm never lucky in my reds. Actually, last week, it was that the worst team of the week ever. Remember?
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've got two Ndidis in my in my two player picks, and I choose them both because you know, I will tell the listeners. Yep. One guys you can discard,
yep,
and actually you can recover him from the companion app or from the web app. You just need to recover him in like the next week. So one, I've discarded him, but I've recovered it back because I did an SBC this week and I used the other one. So actually, I'm never lucky in, I mean, I have no usable red player pick in my starting or even on the bench, but I would take Iličić for his rating this time. So I'm okay with backing him.
Yeah, I mean, that's a smart look on it too, right? Because then you just get that value towards a big SBC, and a 90 rated card isn't cheap. I think, you know, Ter Stegen typically sits around 50 or 60K at least in value. So that's a nice write-off. And then that's on top of being like an inform our moments too. So that's a really nice outlook. And sorry, you got like some of the best team of the weeks possible, like which was Ndidi, but he can't even be used in your team, unfortunately. That's why last week was so bad.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, we talked before and I want to reopen the topic now. I'm a player who, a user, a fat user who has, if I sell everything in my club, maybe I get maybe 9 to 10 million coins cash. And not even talking about some big SBCs that I did, like, I don't know, like Ramos, like a lot. And I have some untradeable players, like from Team of the Year. I have some very good players in my squad, untradeable.
So keep flexing on them. Keep flexing on them. I'm just kidding.
No, but what's my point here? My point is that I'm in a category of users. Maybe I'm not in the target group of the majority of players, because the majority of players, maybe they have 1 to 3 million coins. And for a majority of players, one of these, let's say, lower rating team of the week players could fit their squads. Okay, here in this one, I don't see too many. Maybe Vardy, if you're at the beginning of the game or something like that. I know that Isak card should be very nice, because I remember, he has 4-star weak foot, 87 finishing, agility 89, so Isak 84. Okay, he might fit your squad, but that's why maybe when you listen to us or when you watch us, guys, remember maybe we talk about users with big budgets. We try to cover also like users who are at the beginning of the game and they start to grow some cash, some coins in their club. But if you follow us for a long time, and this is episode 17 now, you should have some coins to spare and to buy better players than this one.
Yep, agreed.
And also, okay, let's not some ideas of some investment opportunities here. I see that Sarabia, who has a very nice nationality, and he might be a nice father, right, Jake?
Yeah, the two that I'm looking at are Sarabia and Lopez. Due to their rating as 85 and 86, they're going to be used in like anything from an 84 to like an 87 rated squad that requires a team of the week moments or inform. Yeah. So I really, really like those two a lot. If Iličić does get cheap enough, I like him as well. Now we're getting to kind of an interesting point, though, where it's the mid-icon SBC, I think, is expiring in right around 10 days. And the party bag SBC is about to expire. So the super high-rated moments wouldn't have much use, but it would be something worth throwing in your club. Because you see when something does come around, like a mid-icon or even the party bag SBC, these informs can explode like 10K. And if you have extra cash, if you're a user that has millions of coins, it's always worth throwing one of these cheap in your club when they don't have use, because then when they do, it's pretty much guaranteed profit. But yeah, I do like Sarabia and I do like Lopez. I wouldn't invest today since some SBCs are expiring, but over the weekend could be a really good look. We don't really know what kind of content to expect this weekend. Foot Birthday Team 2 is coming to an end. Do you want to take a quick look at that?
Yeah, let's go a little bit through that. We had some very OP meta nice players in the first team. Mm-hmm. We had, let's say, similar, but not at the same level, but let's say okay-ish in this matter, players like Bale, Di Maria, Lacazette, Virgil. Yep. Very nice players. Pogba. We talked about Pogba. We knew he was coming. I was hoping Pogba would have been an SBC. That would have been a big coin sucker from the market. But yeah, come on. You cannot have everything. Mm-hmm. And also Bakayoko, like a player objective, which I also want to do for my squad. I'm very happy for this promo and from the player selections of the promo of Fat Birthday this year.
Yeah, personally, I feel like they picked the team perfectly. And, you know, I'm unbiased. I don't like a lot of what EA do, but I think they hit everyone here, because there are some cheaper options where you get, well, for one thing, you get objectives like Bakayoko, who honestly could make a starting player in most people's team with his links. On top of that, he strong links with Ben Yedder, which of course everyone's loving him this year. Most people have some version of Yedder, whether it's player of the month, it's 85, 86, or 87. People are using him. And they gave Saar an SBC on top of that to strong link with him. So a lot of people did that Saar, Amavi, Bakayoko combo. So that's looking really good. They gave Cordoba an objective. I'm not a huge fan of that one. His stats, face value, look really good, but he only has 3-star weak foot, which is a big turnoff for people. If they would have made that 4-star, I think that would be much more desirable. Lasagna, I'm not sure if you guys saw this, but on the loading screen, they put a dinner plate with a fork and a knife by it to try to hint at lasagna. I thought that was pretty funny. He's really good. He fits the meta, and he's one of the best strikers in that league now. The Serie A is lacking in strikers, so he's definitely usable. The Bundesliga had no right backs in front of Da Costa that were super meta and usable, so that's super awesome as well. And then the rest of the team I just look at as top-tier cards, right? Theo Hernandez is debatably the best left back in the game. Pogba, you're looking at a top center mid. Costa, he finally got that weak foot upgrade he's always needed, as well as Di Maria. So I don't know who would complain about this team. It offers a little something for everyone and at all different budgets. What do you think about everything?
Yeah, guys, so I want to recommend you Kevin Lasagna. If you have a Serie A team, or maybe you have an icon, maybe you packed an icon from the mid icon or prime icon, SBCs or objectives, buy one Lasagna, buy some lasagna to eat for yourself, because he's 150k, even 130 on Xbox. Yep. And I played with him. I bought him and I substituted him in my weekend league games. He's very good. He's very fast. He's very agile. Even if he's a little bit tall, he's taller than, let's say, more other agile players from the game, like Ben Yedder, for example. But he's very good, and he shoots with both feet, and that's very nice to have. His aggression is not very good, so he may be, let's say, kicked by a defender like Virgil, high and powerful defender like Virgil. But for this amount of coins, for 150k, that's a nice bargain. And I don't have any of them in my club, so I don't think that I'm trying to raise his price. I actually bought him when he was extinct on the market for 200k, so his price range was at 200k at some point. And when his price range updated, I made some profit there, but I still kept one in my club, so he's very, very nice to play with.
I'm going to ask you two questions. Well, I'm going to ask you one question, then we'll talk about that price range update a little bit. I think that's a trading component we've never touched on in these, so I think that's important. And then secondly, is there anyone you would compare him to? I'm going to pull up his stats here, his height. Since you've used him, did he feel like anyone specifically that you've used or comparable?
Actually, let me... I think people will laugh now, but he felt a little bit like Mbappe.
No, that makes sense. Statistically, he looks pretty darn similar. 95
A little bit like Mbappe. Okay, on the field, you will see the difference, because it's Mbappe is darker and you cannot confuse him with him. But yep. I felt, because I played with Gold Mbappe, so that was my only card. I played like more games than with the others. And he's maybe, Mbappe is stronger. That's the yep. big difference, because if he would have had the same aggression as Mbappe, he would be like maybe the same price as Mbappe. I don't know. Maybe his nationality doesn't help, but he would be really, really OP. But for this kind of budget, for 150k, I don't know what else you can find better on the transfer market.
Agreed. Yeah, guys, I'm looking here with a 97 pace, 95 positioning, 92 finishing, 90 agility, 4-star, 5-star. He looks awesome. And almost along the lines of, you know, almost Yedder-like to me, too. with some of those stats. I always think of Yetter and Dalglish as kind of the signature five-star weak foot players in this game. So I really like him. I think he's worth a try. And if you try him out, let us know below. But yeah, I really like the looks of that.
And also, I know him better because I have a friend who did the icon swaps objective and got Gattuso for his team.
Mm-hmm.
So Gattuso is very cheap. He's like six icon tokens.
Yep.
So he got Gattuso for his team. He didn't want to grind more for other icons. And he strong links with him. So if you guys are in that area of people who did Gattuso, try this because it's very easy to link him up.
Yeah, guys, tons of Italian icons as well you may have gotten from packs or whatever it may be with the likes of Zola, Del Piero, etc. So, Gattuso. One thing that Florian mentioned that we haven't talked about here is price range updates. And it's something that I wanted to talk about because it was actually really profitable on a few cards from Foot Birthday. EA just can't seem to get price ranges right this year where they usually have like literally multiple players go extinct on day one of promo because they set their price range too low. They expect them to cost a certain amount. The users like them more than that and they cost more. So for example, Lasagna's price range on the first day was 200,000 coins. You wouldn't really be able to find him on the market for that really frequently. It'd just be snipes and him popping up because people valued this card above 200,000 coins. So what happened was people were buying and sniping these cards. It wasn't like there was tons listed on the market before. You'd have to get them by snipes. And EA ups the price range to 400,000 coins. You pretty much have to be online to note that. You're not going to get any kind of indicator generally saying like, oh, your price range of your card got updated or EA.
Actually, I want to have a comment here because I want to tell people how I did it.
Sure.
Because I had like five Lasagnas on my transfer list. I only could have sniped like five, and five were expensive.
Good.
Like they were like 1 million coins. Five Lasagnas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just repeating Lasagna because I find it funny. I know, guys. You know Fatbin. Fatbin has an app.
Yep.
It's called the Fatbin app, and also in the app there is also a premium version.
Mm-hmm.
The premium version. And this is not paid by Fatbin or something like that. I'm just telling maybe you guys want to know.
Yep.
The premium version, it's like $2 or something, $2.5, something like this. So it's very cheap. And in the premium version, you have this option to get a notification when players which you add in this app get more expensive. So
yep,
you don't
yep.
get a notification when the price range updates, but when they get more expensive. So I had this app and I put Lasagna and I put his price notification at 205K.
Yep.
And when the price range upgraded, I've got a notification that Lasagna was first almost 400K. So mm-hmm. I knew like in the first 1 or 2 minutes that he was up on the market. So you either are on the market as Jake said, and I will leave you to go further. As Jake mm-hmm. said, you either are on the market nonstop and you check the price and stuff like this, or either you try to get an app to help you.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And the chances are that you're not going to do this super often. I mean, sometimes you do have to have a lot of coins.
Yeah.
Other times you have to get lucky with snipes. I mean, in situations like this, it's really hard to get a few. So I'm actually surprised you got five, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then EA it's kind of in their control. They upgrade the price range. So he went to 400,000 coins. So what's going to happen is the first people that see the upgrade, literally instantly, say within like 5 or 10 seconds, they're going to list him at 400,000 coins. Those people might get a super lucky sale that high because people are still trying to snipe him or they think there's literally only one on the market and they'll buy it. From
so
there
one
on...
One secret here. Again, I'm interrupting
mm-hmm.
you.
You're good.
Guys, if you're trying to snipe this kind of player, so the maximum price is 200K, you put your target price over there, you put it below between 190 and 201 or 205. Just to make sure
exactly.
you don't snipe the maximum value if the price range gets upgraded. Yeah.
Exactly. So you might get a couple of lucky sales super high, right? 400,000, 390,000, 380,000. But as people who snipe this card realize that his price range got updated, they're going to start listing and they're going to get listed fast and aggressively on the market. So within 5 minutes, he might be 400,000 all the way down to, say, 325. In an extra 5 minutes on top of that, so 10 minutes after his price range update, he might be all the way down at 275 or 260. So my one tip with these is if you're sniping them and if the price range gets updated, list low, but at really profitable margins. So for example, if you see some at 400,000 and the cheapest on the market is literally say like 325, personally, I would list like 50K under that at 275, 250, and just try to sell all mine. Because if you miss that window, you might get undercut so bad where you can't even sell him for profit. And that's happened many times to people where you list for an hour, he doesn't sell that hour because you listed a touch too high. And then if you were to list him again, he wouldn't sell for profit. So just take your profit immediately, undercut by a bit. If you sell one at a time, they'll all come off the market and it can be huge margins. In that circumstance, even if you sold all of them at 250 for Florian, he would have made like 150K profit in a few minutes.
Yeah, so let me tell you how I did it.
Yeah,
so I got a notification, but of course I wasn't like online in the game. So I got a notification, opened my computer, went on the web app. You know, in these moments when you try to hurry, the internet goes very bad.
Oh, yep.
Everything loads very, very, very difficult. Everything is delayed. But let's say I was there maybe in the first 10 minutes. Let's say
sure.
Maybe.
Yep.
There were players on the market. I checked the cheapest one. It was 350.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I listed the following. I listed one at 320. And one at 280.
Mm-hmm.
After I listed the one at 280, all the players on the market were below 300.
Exactly.
So my sale for 320 wasn't going to happen anymore.
Exactly.
So I was already too late, even with the notification, with everything. I was very late. But after that, I sold the rest of them. So 280 was the other, stage, mm-hmm. and I sold the rest of them for 250.
Perfect.
So okay, it wasn't like maybe I could have been the lucky one, like lucky five people who listed at 400 and got a sale.
Yep.
But I was even happy with 25% profit on these players at 250, which was good enough for me.
And this guy's is a perfect example of what I described, right? In those few minute switches, a card could go from selling at 320 to not selling at 300. So Florian in this circumstance may have had the perfect timing if he listed them all around, you know, 270 to 290 or 250 to 290 and gotten all his sales out. But he took more of a safe route at 250 after that because he realized how fast they were coming down. But there's people that maybe got 10 of them and they listed all of them too high and they lost out a lot of potential profit because they were trying to get that peak price of say 400,000 in that first few minutes. And so many people try that, but it barely works. You should take safe profit. So if you see all of them up at 400,000, maybe you list 350 and they're just happy with that.
Yeah. And another comment here, is that usually guys with this kind of players, it happens that their price in this hype of everybody's putting all their players on the market, in this hype, their prices might go even lower than his first price range
100%.
Before the update. So that's why I was a little bit scared. Okay, I still want to do a profit. It's 50K per card. So let's not wait to go under 200. I remember that after 2 hours, I think the lowest he got without snipes, like players listed on the market, was like 220, 230, maximum 230. So I remember he got a bounce back at 240, 250 later, like 4 or 5 hours later.
Yep.
And from that, in the next morning, I think he started to decline in price because a new lighting rounds came and so on. And now he's, as you can see, 150. He might go even lower than this because we have also rewards tomorrow.
Yep.
But after that, I think it's a nice card to get in your team and the price is very good.
Yeah, and one more thing I want to point out, and this is a little bit more advanced, but maybe it will help some of you, because Florian described it. It's another trading technique that we did and we actually applied. So sometimes after that price range update, they do go under their initial price. So this actually happened with Douglas Costa. So Douglas Costa's initial price range, I believe, was 750,000 on both consoles, okay? He went extinct on both Xbox and PS4 on the first night, which was Friday of Team 2. On Xbox, people listed him right after the price range update. I think, yeah, his price range got updated to 1.4 million. I saw sales as high as 1.2 because people are dumb enough to buy. But he was rapidly going down. I mean rapidly. Like every 5 minutes I was looking, he was down 50K, 100K. So Costa was actually extinct at 750K, but he went down all the way to 600,000 coins on Xbox that same night because people panic sold. They all kept undercutting each other for a long time. So if you guys do miss that first initial buy window, you can also, whether you want him for your team or for profit, you can buy sometimes in the first hour or two after the price range update because you can know that everyone's going to come online and list. So he actually went down as low as 600,000, but after all those people stopped panicking, he went up to 700,000. So we made 70,000 coins per card on Douglas Costa on Xbox because we knew that he was getting panic sold too hard and that he would recover back in price.
Yeah, and another let's say last comment on this topic from my side would be that playing with price ranges and trying to trade with this let's say moments in time which depend on EA are quite risky.
Yep.
Imagine that you cannot, maybe you are not at the computer or the console when the price range gets updated, and the player just drops beneath the price you bought him for, and it's not worth it. And it usually happens with expensive players. It rarely happens with players like, let's say, below 50K or below 100K. Agreed. And you need to have a big, not a big budget, but you see, I played with 1 million coins. So yep. It's okay, if I was losing like, let's say, 100K on that or 200K, it's nothing. But maybe for some of you, it's not worth the risk of doing it. You can go with safer methods. And for this one, you need to be like always on available and checking prices. And yeah, you need to not have a life to trade with price ranges.
In summary, if you see a card extinct and you can snipe it, it's generally an okay move, but definitely plan to be on until they update that price range. And the annoying thing is that is in EA's hand. There's no consistency with it. Sometimes they update the price ranges literally in 5 to 10 minutes. Other times they update them in literally like 48 hours. So you don't want to have that many coins tied up for 48 hours generally, and it's totally in EA's control, but it can be some really good profit if you're on right at that time, but just know you should be checking really avidly for that. So sorry that was kind of long, but we know a lot of people try this with how many of them snipe it, and we want you guys to take the best approach for profit.
Yeah, and I remember even, I don't remember the name of the player, but I remember a player this year who was extinct for like 4 or 5 days. I don't remember now its name, but I know that a lot of players were holding that player to sell him. And that, I mean, you let's say for my example, I had 1 million coins stuck in my investments.
Yep.
And maybe I lost other opportunities, like other launches of players, because I was holding this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I will title this video, guys, a lesson about price range updates.
Yep.
So you'll know how to find it easily if you want to listen or watch it again. And we promised the people watching and listening that we were going to talk about what's next after FUD birthday. Let's throw some ideas, Jake. What we hope and what we think.
Sure. So
it's next.
Florian and I were talking, and EA is kind of running into this problem, we think, guys, where they're almost doing too significant of buffs this early in the year. So when we're both looking at FUT birthday, Team 1 and Team 2, the teams are impeccable. They're some of the best cards on the market available, and there's some top tier versions of current cards. Some are even getting close to team of the season status, you know, with a 92 Pogba, 93 Van Dijk. I know he has a team of the year already, but 90 Lacazette, etc. So EA is kind of running out of space where to go from here, because Shapeshifters was so good, and then Foot Birthday was so good. So I personally think that we're going to see an early team of the season this year. I don't know if that's going to be the next promotion. They might do like a Carnival or something beforehand, but I do think we're going to see that much earlier this year. In fact, if I was EA, I personally might try to capitalize on this quarantine period and release it during this time where there's a ton of users on. It would obviously be good for them to sell packs that way. They could essentially make basically like community team of the season 2 weeks. They could make EPL, you know, a week or two. So they could really extend it as much as they want. And they've really done that well with promotions this year, creating an extension for them. So I think we might see one promotion in between it, but team of the season will come early. What about you?
Yeah, I was checking a little bit. I was checking a little bit to see how the leagues would have ended if we wouldn't had this virus.
Yeah.
And so for Premier League, it would have been like 8 or 9 games left. So I believe at the beginning of May, the league would have been ended already. Yeah. Because we also had. Would have had Euro in Europe.
Yep.
So all the leagues needed to finish until that time. So at least 1 month, 1 month and a half before that. So I believe May would have been the end of the league. So that's the time when team of the season would have started. I think it might come. Yeah. I'm a little bit concerned of the fact that. Maybe these leagues would not finish this year, and I was thinking like long term, how that would impact the release of a new game for EA, because yep. You know, at the beginning of a game, okay, we play FUT and it's easy in FUT, but in career mode or in seasons, all the teams need to have the real squads from yep. From real life. And I know the transfer period will change, and FIFA and UEFA are trying to switch that. And if this gets more complicated, maybe we will not get even FIFA 21 very soon, like early September. Maybe that would be delayed to update the team the teams in the game. Personally, I hope they stick in another promo. Maybe not this Friday, but who knows. Yep. I hope they stick another promo, and they have a lot of players to which they can still upgrade. Maybe they put like, I don't know, some big boosts to some players who, let's say, don't have a chance for team of the season. Like we have players like Gabriel Jesus, who I know is very popular, and he would have been a very nice addition to Fat Birthday. And you talked about Lenglet last podcast, and that's another good addition for FIFA. So I hope we have a new promo soon. Sorry for that. If not, team of the season, it's very nice to have also.
Yeah, I think that's a nice route for them to take. You know, maybe take a week off, one more promotion, and then going into team of the season. And I think that would create a lot of hype. Obviously, team of the season has so many different leagues. They could do community, they could do kind of outside leagues, then move into the main league. So they can really, really extend that quite long, guys. In terms of FIFA 21, it's pretty hard for me to see them delaying that just because of how much they like their money. like it would really be telling how early they start working on it, because if they release it on time, I can only assume they've been working on it long ahead, which would show why they sometimes seem to take more little care in their current game.
I have here something to say, and yeah. I have an explanation, because they would have a small problem with licensing the teams. If the league is not finished, they don't have the final 20 or 18 squads for that league. So they would need, like, if some teams get promoted or relegated, they would need to figure that out before they release the game. So sure. that's one of the main reasons I'm counting that this would have some problems in releasing the next game. But as you said, for the money, we know everything is possible.
Yeah, they try to do anything they can for their money.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So I think we are okay with this episode. We are keeping some secrets for next shows also. don't want to give you all the trading tips from Jake today. But thanks for watching, listening everywhere on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts. I know you're guys watching also on those platforms, also on YouTube. Let us know what other topics maybe you want us to discuss in detail in other episodes. And yeah
guys, we appreciate you watching. Next time we'll try to do a Q&A for the next one, so we'll be asking that on Twitter or Instagram, so make sure you're following us on our social medias, and we look forward to seeing you then.
Stay safe, guys, and
bye, guys.
Hear you soon. Bye bye.